This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Aurora police have identified the man who allegedly drove his Jeep through a crowd of protesters Saturday at an anti-police brutality demonstration. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports he is still at large.
Helicopter footage caught a blue Jeep speeding through a group of protesters on I-225. APD spokesperson Officer Matthew Longshore says the driver told police he was being surrounded and attacked, was scared, and needed to flee the area. Longshore says the helicopter footage alone is not enough to warrant an arrest. APD is asking the public for footage and eyewitness accounts of what happened before the Jeep was seen going through the crowd. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The Colorado House delegation was part of the yay votes on a bill to study social issues affecting black men. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The House passed a bill that sets up a commission on the social status of black men and boys. It passed 368-1. All members of Colorado's House delegation voted for the bill, except for Democrat Joe Neguse, who did not vote. The commission would study systemic conditions impacting black males, including homicide and incarceration rates, poverty, education, and health issues. The House passed the measure hours before honoring the late Representative John Lewis. The civil rights activist is the first African-American lawmaker to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's 83 and mostly cloudy in Denver, 92 and sunny in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.